Pickaxe.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
This is Pitch Please, the show where people who play games pitch ideas to people who make them. This week...
You needed a toilet. Yeah, you needed a place to piss and shiz.
Like Shrek.
Like Shrek does.
Like Shrek.
I don't know how it's such a leap, Tom. It's like obvious.
Welcome to Pitch Please. My name's Alex and I'm joined by developer Chris from Foggy Box.
Ahoy, hoy.
Developer James from Catastrophic Overload.
Hello.
Thomas, the Ideas Engine.
I'm waiting for someone to interrupt.
It's another episode. I was practicing my diction in that introduction, so please let me know what you think of it.
Oh, Alex, you've got such a big diction.
Thank you. Look, if you've not listened to us before, sorry for that intro. But look, the way this works is one of us is going to pitch an idea for a video game. An idea will be pitched. And then we're going to spend the rest of the show just trying to figure out how to make it. Throw in all our little ideas into an ideas. What's that American dish where you throw in lots of... everything.
Gumball?
No.
Jambalaya? Jambalaya?
Yeah.
An ideas jambalaya.
Sound American.
Why am I hearing potpourri in my head? I know that's not it.
Not a potluck.
I mean, that works
potluck.
As well.
Is it not potluck?
Yeah.
Is it a potluck?
Well,
potluck.
It's like you bring a dish there,
yeah,
isn't
exactly.
It?
Exactly.
Like, I don't know. Different
ideas,
it's like a goulash.
Ideas will create. A
soup.
An idea jambalaya potpourri. And then at the end, we're going to eat it.
Or smell it.
And be horrendously
what you're meant to do with potpourri.
So it's been a little while, guys, since this has happened, but I have something. I have an idea.
No, you don't.
That rash is back.
I've got an idea.
The ideas rash.
The idea is rash.
And what
is back occasionally
form,
a rash shows up on my leg.
What form,
in the form
is your
of
rash taking this time?
So, okay. So this morning I was in the shower and I looked down and there was a rash on my leg.
Yeah.
And the shape was a little house.
Okay.
A tiny little house.
And this is giving you, okay, yeah.
A little mole lives in there.
I've been looking recently at getting away for a weekend, long weekend, because we've been so busy, we don't have time for like real holidays. We have long weekends.
We don't have time for life.
Maybe take off the Friday. We don't have time for life. Long weekends have become a bit more popular recently. Little getaways in the country or just elsewhere, the seaside perhaps.
What are you thinking?
I've taken to looking at Airbnb a little bit.
Right. Okay, so you want to rent out a little home for a weekend?
I was thinking about
in the middle
maybe
of
renting out a little home. And there's a new tab. There's a new, like, Airbnb separates the location
the men from the animals. All right, okay.
By standard thing, you have houses, you've got apartments,
fuck
you've got
off
locations. There's also they've also started separating them by just kind of weird tabs called. Grand pianos, caves, boats, barns. There's one that just says OMG.
I feel like the grand piano is the outlier in that Because the others are grand piano are places you so could live. Piano,
I've not seen that before. It's happened to sofa, it now.
Bed. Wow. Please, so I want to know, what's the number one OMG result in Airbnb?
The number one OMG result
without
in Airbnb.
Without doxing yourself.
I mean, so I just clicked on it. The first thing that came up appears to be an oil rig.
No way.
I mean, I would stay on that.
No,
is it OMG? It's a crane. It's a crane.
Oh, well, I mean,
it just looks like a fucking crane outside, like a huge, you know, one of the huge construction cranes you see. But inside,
you can stay
it
there.
Looks like a 5-star hotel. Yeah, I'm not shitting.
Wait,
it's called.
Is the crane
Secret
lifting
Suite.
The room?
It's in no. There's no. Well,
oh,
not
that'd
what it
be
looks
cool
like
as
here.
Fuck.
it would be, but can you imagine it swaying around?
Oh yeah,
while
no.
I'm trying to sleep. There's bad weather.
Chucking up a storm, but you know.
So this is in this one is in the Netherlands, and yeah, that's just one of the many examples of the OMG location.
Hey guys, I've got a crane. You want to stay
for a long getaway? There's also helicopters. There's windmills. There's bunkers.
What, like abandoned?
There are caves.
Oh, God.
Abandoned helicopters, I guess, repurposed. Yeah,
like military ones, cargo.
They're not
ones?
Flying while yes. you're in them.
Can
they're
I quite,
no, it's like a,
you can stay for as much fuel as we've got. That's it.
So it looks like a stand. Like when you think of a helicopter, you know the classic silhouette of a helicopter.
Your standard
I can see that.
It's your standard helicopter.
Wow.
Not a lot of room in there.
Yeah.
No,
not,
it's
not
it's
big.
Not. There's not at all. Not at all.
Could barely fit a grand piano in there.
Probably not very comfortable. And yet it's probably very expensive. However, my idea came from this, right? A couple of years ago, we've talked about this before on this show, I became obsessed.
Oh, it's the fedora story again. Oh, no.
Mushrooms.
It's a house shaped like a fedora.
With tiny houses.
I became obsessed with cocaine.
It took a long time to get off. Yeah. But look, I started watching lots of these tiny house videos. We had an idea.
All right, Alex. Well, we always know about the drugs.
We had an idea on this show about like a tiny house game. And since then, there have been lots of these kind of games crop up where there's one just for bedrooms, I think, and computers. Like you're setting up your little computer in a bedroom, like essentially where you just have like a little diorama. I think Unpacking was kind of an evolution of that. In a way where you basically just have a room and you're just sorting stuff out. You're placing stuff in it, moving things around. It's very kind of cozy, like cozy core games, I think, are quite a big thing now.
Cozy core is a great name.
So my feeling is that, like, so my thought was combining that with like actual gameplay that's not just
Whoa.
Kind of...
Whoa,
I know, that's not a burn. Like, I love
on Unpacking.
So I love those kind of games, but they are they're not aimless. I think Unpacking was the closest it came to, because they had a narrative in there and there were levels. It's the closest it came to some kind of, you know, beginning and end or some kind of I'm not shitting on them, but you know what I mean, right? They're meant to be played
We're gonna get
in
canceled.
A relaxing.
Yeah, that's it.
In a relaxing, like I love Unpacking, but there's not much there beyond. It's the same with like A Little to the Left. Like they have daily challenges and things, but essentially there's nothing really that like I feel like. I mean, do you understand what I'm saying? There's nothing really to kind of grab you, like as far as mechanics go. It's just
in
relaxing.
Depth. It's very high level.
And that's totally
there's
fine.
There's no viewpoints. There's no maps filled with collectibles. This is bullshit.
Exactly, right. So what I feel like is we've had several years of this now, and it's time to start evolving the genre. I'm sick of it. It's time to start doing something different. And so I was thinking, what if you combine that with the idea of like Airbnb? Like perhaps you run an Airbnb, like you run Airbnb, whatever this other version would be called.
Oh, the website.
The website, perhaps, I don't know, like, but
well, Alex, you're putting a lot of pressure on me now.
You are working to create these incredible environments, these OMG environments, these little houses, tiny houses, like interesting locations. Like maybe you're given a helicopter and you're like, fuck, how do I make an interesting long weekend getaway out of this helicopter? You then have to create that. like with resources that you have, like the little items, perhaps in an unpacking style manner. I don't know. And then you, once you've created that, you then zoom out into this kind of larger management game where you are having to manage and, you know, make available and rent these properties. So it's essentially kind of like a rental management like sim, but with properties that are completely unique for each individual house. That was my kind of broad idea. Chris?
So in your head, what's the camera angle? Like, is it like The Sims? Are you placing things like in The Sims, or is it
top Yeah, down? I feel like it's kind of Sims style, or like I'm packing, you know, like isometric or three-quarter for that element of, like, it does resemble those kind of like cozy core games, I think. And that, like, that should, you know, where things can almost snap into place and stuff, perhaps. Well, that was my feeling anyway.
Like a grand piano in a helicopter.
But yeah. Or perhaps they don't. Perhaps you can unsnap, you know, you can turn snapping off or whatever. But yeah, like in that view, at least, while you're creating these little rooms, it is this top down. I mean, that's how I pictured it, just because that's how it's been done before, but it doesn't have to be.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Are you always given, like, let's say a shell, or do you build the shell as well? Do you get given a list of parts and it's like, create this interesting house? Or is it like, you've been given the house, make the inside interesting?
Yeah, I quite like the idea that you are almost repurposing, like it's almost like upscaling, or you know, what do they call it with wood? And you like have
upcycling.
Upcycling, like reclaimed. Yeah. So yeah, it's like upcycling a location. So
what
maybe
do they
you get
call
an abandoned
wood. Woodwork.
You know, where you get like an abandoned windmill, or like we just talked about. There's a crane, and you're like, okay, I have a crane. How the fuck do I turn this into an interesting location?
Like more flexibility, doesn't it? Because if it was like a like The Sims, where you built the house as well, you'd be quite restricted, I think, quite easily. Whereas if it's like, you can have much more interesting houses and locations, OMG locations, that you wouldn't be able to get otherwise.
Yeah, I feel like that's the one part of it that is kind of set, like designed, is that the game would give you these shells of locations, and then you do, you know, whatever you want with
maybe you have
based
a,
on your current resources.
Sorry. Maybe you have an auction where you can go and actually buy these like mad plots and like, oh yeah, I can turn the oil rig into a house, and you take a bit of a bet on that maybe, or yeah, I don't know.
Oh, that's interesting. Chris, sorry, you say?
So the way I was imagining it was where you have like different requirements for different types of things you have in the environment. Like you have your OMG bar, and it's like it fills up based on how many weird stuff you are, but the shell can also limit, like add into that over time. And you're like, I want to make this a cozy OMG nature house, and you have to fulfill those criteria and fill up bars at certain ways, but though you have to buy things in to add into that house. So you might start with just a shell with, you know, classic bed and, you know, all the stuff people need just to stay there, and that's like your little earner that ticks over, and then you're okay, I never have enough to buy a plot, and I'm going to buy something there, and I'm going to ship in a old school bus, and okay, there's a school bus. Now that's a like already at 3 on the OMG, but how can I make that? What things can I buy maybe from an auction thing? Or
how can I make this 4 OMGs?
Yeah, there could be like
oh my god,
set up a fake website like eBay in the game that just cycles through items that have auctions on, and you can bid and you know, get items that way, but you're being very specific at what you want to buy to add into that before you then open that up for thing. And then when people stay there, you get reviews and ratings based on how much it fulfills what they are after, and you know how clean it was. And then you have to, they'll be like, oh, well, at the end they left $50 worth of mess, and you're like, well, I've lost $50 there, but I've gained this much money.
Yeah.
And you can refuse clients, like you'd be like, no, these people look like they're going to be really messy. So it's sort of leaning into like the landlord superstar lout and sort of yuppie and...
I think, yeah, absolutely. Because there is that relate with Airbnb. You're not just like, you do talk to the owner of the location, don't you? There is a bit of back and forth there.
I guess you'd get like a character profile with like, they might have a star rating or something similar. And it's like, yeah, I'll take a gamble on this family of four with a 3-star rating in my cabin in the woods. But
and they've got two dogs.
They've got two dogs, yeah. I think, I've completely forgot. I was going to say that. Damn. Yeah, no, move on.
But I think sorry, here you go.
No, I was just going to say, like, I feel like they, like, that having that kind of relationship with the client could be quite interesting, even if it's just in, like, a, you know, it just pops up on your, like, if you have your website, like, the back end of Airbnb or whatever, and you're seeing, like, the messages pop through, like, in one tab, and then you're like, okay, so this is the tab where I deal with clients, and they're WhatsApping me or whatever, and it's, like, a little bubble text or whatever, and it's just, you can just... Even if it's just like 2 options, yes or no, whatever, you can like accept or reject them.
I think it would be cool to have themes as well. So you might want to have a disco themed apartment or something, and you might be able to like almost predict or see trends. You might have like, oh, I've seen people requesting in the site going, oh, do you have a property that has, you know, shag carpeting and like furry walls and
you
know, I want a 70s theme. So like, oh, I don't have a 70s theme, but you know, you could see if you could respond to that kind of activity and be like, oh, I need to get that.
Is that a trend that is going to last, or is that just like something that bubble that's going to burst? Am I spending loads of money on something that people aren't going to give a shit about by the time I finished it? And like renovated what I need to renovate.
I do feel like the management portion of it should kind of almost be, or at least how I feel is like it could be management light, is in, because I feel like the most fulfilling part of the game is always going to be, hey, look, I turned this windmill into like a 70s shack den or like a little fantasy hobbit hole, you know, I've made into this.
Those are the only two options you can do.
But I think I really like the idea of linking these things together, like basically a way to kind of connect levels in this metagame where there is some kind of management like involved and even like simple things. Like I really like the idea that you were saying, James, initially about having to like purchase plots of land or go and bid for them and stuff, or purchase like the shells, I guess, and then see where you go from there. I think that's kind of like a fun, because then you can like, you could really decide on, you know, what is my next big project going to be.
It'd be quite cool to have, like you say, going through the site and you have all these different tabs. It's almost like you're building up your portfolio of houses and you go, I want to make sure I cover all of these different tabs with some sort of property. And you just kind of take a gamble on, oh, I think the oil rig's going to do really well for the OMG one. Cool. But it costs a lot of money to run and they have to get a boat out there. And there's a 50-50 chance they'll get swept away.
I don't know if the oil rig's at sea. Is it?
The oil rig? No, it's not an oil rig. It's just a crane.
Just a big fucking crane.
Okay.
Yeah, there's actually quite a few cranes you can stay in. I've been going through this entire list. Sorry.
I was about to say, Tom, this whole time, I bet it's going through Airbnb.
I've been going through every single one. They are unbelievable, some of these. You can stay in a bus.
Are they OMG?
Yeah, but a bus you can, like, I could see someone staying in. I don't know where on a crane you would stay unless it is being held up by the crane.
To the cranes in down by the M shed here in Bristol, and I think they built like a balcony or something round it. I think. Anyway, that was there for a bit.
Yeah, no, they have definitely added stuff to it. It looks like most of the rooms are built inside the sort of frame of it.
Yeah,
like
I'm seeing
supports.
It now. Yeah, inside like, the vertical support of the crane. There's
the
little boxes.
The bus one does not look nice. The inside is very small. Most of the OMG ones are just ludicrously shaped buildings of just diagonals and... I don't even know how to describe some of these. One of them looks like if I was to take a piece of paper and just draw a wavy line, and they've made the roof look like that.
Maybe he's just really bad at building.
Awful.
He just couldn't get the measurements right, so he just was like, you know what, fuck it.
I leaned into it.
And one that looks like a cow. Just a building that looks like it's been painted like a cow. And that's...
It, why not?
These are just insane. One is Roswell. It's a missile silo.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm looking at that one right now.
That sounds great.
How did
one shaped like a guitar.
There's one shaped like a giant ketchup bottle. But like, how did they get access to a missile silo?
Oh, if you have enough money, Tom, you can get access to anything.
If you had all the money in the world and you could turn any building into an Airbnb thing, what would you list?
It'd be a missile silo, clearly.
That's the end. That's the winner right there.
No, I don't think I'd do a missile silo. Maybe like
International Space Station.
Oh, that would be cool.
That'd be a great one to list. Good.
I think some sort of castle.
That would go in its own category. Castle, yeah. Oh my god, it is so expensive to have the missile silo.
Maybe like a cave. You'd want like a James Bond villain cave, right? Where you wouldn't even know.
Cave is an option. It's a whole tab for caves.
That's not very.
There's
OMG.
A cave tab.
Yeah. There's a castle tab as well.
Sorry, Tom. I apologize.
Yeah, I think with this, what you do is that we either give you shells, or you can freehand draw.
I mean, some of these look freehand.
Yeah, that'd be hilarious.
But I feel like there needs to be a certain element of, and I almost feel like that's kind of part of the gameplay, is the challenge of, I have this building, I have to work within these limits that have been designed for me.
It's like a little bit of a puzzle of how do I fit everything in? But this room also needs six in the environmental, like in the free space section criteria. You're like, how do I balance that?
This weirdly reminds me, have you seen this password game that is going around? It reminds me a little bit of that. So if you haven't seen it.
I've heard people talk about it, but I don't. Can you explain it?
So it's just on the browser. I don't know the website for it, but it's just a text box at the top and it says, right, enter your password. Obviously, you don't put your actual fucking password into this thing. And then it's like, oh.
That's why I've lost all my accounts.
It needs a capital letter. So you're like, okay, I'll put a capital letter in there. It needs special characters. It needs numbers. It needs the requests sort of carry on for a bit where it's like, okay, this is just a regular password request thing. And then it's like, now I need the current phase of the moon as an emoji. I need all of the numbers to add up to 25. The password needs to have the location of this thing. And it gives you like Google Maps. And it's just gets more and more ludicrous as time goes on, where you're just trying to fit all these things in. And every time you add a new requirement into it, you then realize you've broken a previous rule and you have to try and fix that. It's kind of fun, but it's brutal. I don't think it really has an ending.
Does it only ever come up as like asterisks, so you can't even remember what you've typed in?
Oh my God. That's like a hard mode version of it. Jesus. Yeah. But it kind of reminds me of that in some small way, of the fun of that, where just having this tiny, tiny space, you know everything that needs to go into it, not necessarily things you'd like to have in there to fit the criteria. I want this to be a grand piano, so I have to fit a grand piano into a tiny little car. If you want to rent out a Mini Cooper for a weekend, that's where you're staying. Just shoving in windows because it needs to have natural light. Trying to fit a door in that people can actually access. Or maybe they don't. They have to crawl in.
If you had like... Okay, what if to begin with you had... you have certain requirements that you have to have. Necessarily think like windows should be
Alex,
one of them, but a door.
Alex? Yeah.
Well, please get in.
I have a Mini Cooper with the doors bolted shut and the windows are completely blacked out.
Is that why I couldn't get in?
That's why you couldn't get in. Now, that I need, I want to turn that into a rentable Airbnb location.
Uh-huh.
What are the basic requirements? It's been cored as well. It's completely hollow on the inside.
Like me.
Like Chris. So I need the you Chris to turn treatment. This into a place where you can stay. Keep in mind, it's small as fuck. It's a Mini Cooper.
Okay.
All right. What are the basic requirements? Step one, what do you do?
Basic requirements, access. So,
okay,
boot.
Grind open. That's you're going in through the boot. Okay.
Boot is the is
grind
the door.
That open. That's open.
I immediately almost feel like that's interesting, right? You expect to go through the doors. No, doors are bolted. You can't.
No, get in the boot. Famously, yeah, Mini Coopers have but the boot. Large boots.
Well, no, it's completely it's hollow on the inside, though.
There's so nothing in there. There is. So it's
just
like
as an
a door,
panel.
You're opening in a different way.
Oh, no, the access panel's fucking tiny, but.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
So people know.
Pretty big.
People know what they're in for. When they're going into this Mini Cooper, because you know you're renting out a Mini Cooper to stay in for a weekend. You know it's called Mini. It's got Mini in the name, right?
Now I will say in the access way has taken up half the space.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
I don't think you can go more than a single bed.
So you're in.
We're not in a large Cooper.
I'm currently sat at the very very back. The boot's closed behind me now. I'm right up against the window. Obviously.
Shoes off.
Yeah.
Shoes on.
You're on a. No. Okay, so outside, hanging off the back of the
off the bumper.
Yeah, there's a little box that takes your shoes.
So it's like a little mailbox because it has
you've had to step over that box to get in the boot to
no,
get
it's,
in.
No, 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 no. It's hanging just hanging off the side. Oh, yeah, okay, it's on the
so
side.
You put your foot in, like attached, and then remove your foot, and the shoe stays in there.
You sit on the back. You sit on the back. So you're opening the boot. Yeah. What you're presented with immediately is a wonderful curtained
man tied up
wonderful
beads.
Curtained little bedroom.
Oh, it's actually curtains, or is it filled, like 70s style beads?
It's curtains, right? So
oh,
it's
wow.
blacked out curtains on the
velvet?
Side.
Velvet? What are we
filled,
talking?
Filled with fairy lights.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I say one thing? Your hand gesture was wider and taller than the amount of space it is to get into the back of a Mini Cooper.
Yeah,
that's
fine. Now,
but the Mini Cooper.
What are you trying to do? Get a grand piano in there?
So this is basically just a sleeping bag for two people. that's really all it is. So you would put this.
The amenities we have are a place to put your shoes, and a bed.
So, okay.
That's what you need.
But I feel like this is all about location, right? So you've got the bed.
Where's the Mini?
It's on Tom's tripod.
this Mini, it has to be in a part of the world that has a fairly...
Kilimanjaro.
Fairly, not dry, but like summery,
like a
for
Portugal.
A lot of the time.
Oh,
okay,
right.
Say,
right.
Yeah.
It's a Mini Cooper in the south of France.
Okay, south of France. Okay, right. So you've got the Mini Cooper, and then outside, okay, just next to it, is just a bath. Okay, just a porcelain bath.
Or just open top.
Open top.
You
honestly,
to,
so
Tom,
this
wait,
is I've learned
lift,
this.
If you lift the bonnet up, there's a whole kitchenette under there.
Wow.
Where the
I've learned this from the tiny house. From tiny houses, people love, but like the kind of people who go and stay in these things love baths outside. They love it.
Oh,
so it's secluded. It's
a
secluded area.
Bath.
Oh, well, this is also
to do
yeah, sure.
This is also like rainwater, right? They've got like a water tank reservoir on the side, so it's not even plumbed in. This place,
oh, no, there's a campfire underneath it heating the water up.
Oh. How did they do it back in the day? How did they heat water for a bath?
Like I just said, with a fire and a bit.
What do you mean?
Well, like in Red Dead Redemption, when you go and have a bath, is that hot
fire.
Water?
But they had
is
like
the fire under. Is it like a witch's pot?
No, it's not a cauldron. You're not slowly cooking yourself.
Boil the water separately. Bring it to the bath.
All right. Look. Anyway, the Mini. The Mini is a unique camping experience. It's essentially a small tent that looks really nice. You're hiring out.
That's what Tom drives.
It's a small metal tent with wheels.
That has a bath on the outside.
Tom went on Auto Trader and
we are pretty sure for a car. The handbrake is on.
It's a small tent. It's got an MOT till June.
but I feel I like, okay, yeah, I mean, that could be one of the locations. Maybe that's one of the easy ones that you start off with. Maybe that's a harder one.
You'd have to have an outhouse to make it more as
well. Well, yeah, you also, but so far I have no place to piss and shiz.
No, but that's camping. It's the wild. You piss and shiz in the woods or just outside. It's secluded. You can piss wherever you want. You can shit wherever you want.
I don't think I'm a
I think we need the Shrek tie-in and we'll have the like.
Sorry, her fucking what?
You know, Tom, no. What James has said is a perfectly reasonable sentence that we all understood the reason for him saying.
Yeah, do you remember in Shrek 4 when Donkey drove in on a Mini Cooper?
He's like, look at my tent. Why are you having a shit over there?
Shrek shit in a mini.
I mean, that would definitely be one of the locations. What are you talking about? Like a swamp with an ogre's
you could shack. Now, is Shrek's house on Airbnb?
What was the tie-in?
I think he meant there was an outhouse in Shrek.
It's the first fucking thing.
All right. It was just pissing and shitting in the wilds. That was the tie-in. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
You needed a toilet. Yeah, yeah. You needed a place to piss and shiz.
Bring it black like back Shrek. To the gameplay.
Like Shrek does.
Like Shrek.
I don't know how it's such a leap, Tom. It's like obvious.
What I am imagining is you start off with whatever you have. I think the rooms need to be like you could have like these small camping environments, but you could essentially it's somewhere that you would want to spend a long weekend. So it would need to have a kitchenette at least. It needs to have a bedroom. It needs to have like bathing toilet facilities, and that's it. Right, that's the bare minimum, and a door. It doesn't have to have windows or anything. But once you put that stuff in,
the prison house doesn't have a door. Like, the renovated prison is all just completely locked in.
Beyond that, I feel like what you can be doing is adding whatever items that you have to the room. Like, say, you know, like the different, like you, in terms of decorating or the feng shui of the whole thing, you're putting all that stuff in. And then once you have said, okay, I'm happy with this, click the okay button. And then you'll get a bunch of meters that will show you, okay, so this is 20% cool, but 70% relaxing or whatever. Essentially, you just have different bars for different fulfillments. And you're never going to be able to get everything 100%. Perhaps it doesn't even hide that stuff from you as you're doing it. Perhaps, you know, if you put a large bed down, then the relaxing bar goes up.
But it's like when you used to build enclosures in Zoo Typhoon, right?
Yes, yeah.
And we're like, oh, well, there's too much sand. I'm a polar bear.
Yeah, and perhaps you're doing that on the fly. And depending on, you know, like your like what your kind of environment you're creating, that's gonna interest different people. That's gonna bring along different clients, or perhaps you just want to create like the perfect cozy environment. You know, it's cozy or relaxing or cool or I don't know, whatever other things there could be. Emotional
grand piano,
grand piano.
Just on the dash of the mini.
Mm. yeah, I don't know. That's my feeling. Like I didn't really have much of an idea of like what the gameplay is beyond that. But I feel like mixing those two things together, the kind of management light plus that kind of like that cozy core feeling of just like making a nice little space for yourself. That feeling of like I like unpacking does really well, which is you're given a space and then you have to make it yours. I think is really fulfilling, but I just think it would be interesting to take it a new step.
I think having the meters definitely would, like having them visible the whole time, because you'd want to play like try different things and like see how the meters shift around and be like, yeah, okay, if I put the bed over here, I've got a little bit extra room, so I get a bit more points there, but
yeah,
it's less cozy, that kind of stuff, you know, that can make it fun. And maybe you've got like a, I don't know, do you have like a base of operations where you have shelves of knickknacks and
a Ford Escort,
like just a random
part next door. It's got whatever. A bed in it. And you get in through the boot. What do you need?
What do you need?
No, I definitely think that having the meta game and using the bars, but not as a, you're not trying to fulfill a, like a criteria. You're using the bars to like maybe hit threshold percentages to go, oh, I have to hit 75% OMG to be allowed under the OMG tag, right? And that could be location or
right
base, yeah, yeah, of the building or what, something I put in it. But then that might lower the cozy one. And you're like, well, what I want is a cozy OMG house. And you're trying to find what items balance that. And you might not have access to them. So you might have to look online to
That's
find
interesting.
Them. I think that nothing should be instantaneous. It should be like, you will have this item in like 2 days. And you're like, okay.
Yeah.
So I'm not making money for 2 days. Like, what do I do? But I've got the little shit house that I always have someone staying in every weekend. Maybe I'll bump that up by £5 a night. Hopefully it doesn't turn people off, you know. It's playing around with that side of things as well. It's like, are you providing enough to it that it's worth that value for money is there for the people who want to stay in it as well? Do you spend that every time someone rents it, you lose £5 on top of that because you have to put like a cheap bottle of wine in the fridge. And that just creates a little bit that in the back of the game systems adds to the review score at the end.
How do you imagine the cleaning working? You mentioned that earlier, Chris. Like, is it just...
I think it would be like random encounters would happen and be like, oh, the dog has shat everywhere. do you want to pay £20 to clean this up? Or do you want to spend...
leave it.
Or do you want to take 5 days to do it yourself, right? It could be something where you can choose to spend money. Or,
5 days?
I don't know. The dog shat. It was a Great Dane.
Absolute fucking mess.
Tom, he's in a Mini Cooper. They put a Great Dane in a Mini Cooper. That is filled to the brim.
Just the moment you close the doors.
It was just
a
Great Dane in there.
You just hear a pop and it's just the windows are coated.
The metal expands slightly. It's now got a wide body kit on it.
It's just the reason I mention it is because you brought up unpacking a few times, and I just wonder if it's like
fuck that game.
You have the same experience of going back in and like putting the stuff back to where it should be, or you know, is it just like no? I've made it and it's set, and I don't have to.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think you could choose that.
You could go back in, right?
Yeah,
yeah. Like you could be like, oh, I actually want to make this place a little bit cozier now, or I want to make it. I'm going to take away the... I want this place to be a little bit cooler.
Yeah, I think optional is really good because then you go, oh, can I be bothered to, you know, just put everything back to how it was, or do I... The cleaner does it and it costs me this much because I can't afford to do it right now. I
guess as you get more properties, you get more money. Yeah. You don't want to spend cleaning all the time cleaning them, but maybe initially you have to do it yourself.
And I do... Like, I think also that it would be kind of cool to have not just... buying items, but perhaps if you like each location that you get, these haven't just been like made, like they're not brand new locations, they are perhaps like old, like, not dilapidated, but they have, you know, some of them have been around for a while, they're just kind of like you're buying them, they're secondhand houses. Perhaps they have some items left in there that you can then pick up and use for your own.
That'd be cool,
you
know, like, yeah.
You open the boot of the Mini, there's a body. And you're like, oh,
well. Well, that'll go well in my horror-themed house, so yeah. I'll save that.
What are you suggesting there, Chris?
You've killed.
You suggest another man in my Mini?
Yeah.
You're wrong.
It's a woman.
Uh-oh.
Bingo.
God. Oh, it's a dog.
Nice.
Oh, God. I hate this bit. God.
So, anyway, I mean, is that enough gameplay, like, in terms of the management side of things? Like, you are just... what do we have so far? Actually, what do we have so far? Tom, can you give us a rundown?
I've got a Mini Cooper.
Got a Mini Cooper that I have a body in. I've just remembered. I need to get rid of it.
Yeah, I've just got to duck out for a minute. I'll be back.
Yeah, sorry, guys. You are a guy who runs a website, a little website known as Airbnb. We haven't come up with a fake name for it because it turns out Airbnb is impenetrable, the name. So
it should be OMBNB.
OMGNB.
OMGNB.
Yeah. You run OMGNB. Kind of. And you also rent out a load of strange locations across the world, from cranes and castles to Ford Fiestas and Mini Coopers. And you are tasked with turning those into beautiful one-stop holiday destinations for all the people that wish to just get out there and explore the wilderness slash crane side locations, giving them the amenities and the wonderful experiences they deserve after just miserable lives outside of this experience.
After they've crawled out of a Mini Cooper.
Yeah, covered in dog shit. And it's a mixture of a puzzle game and a management simulation, trying to figure out how to fit all of these locations with all of the things they need to survive for a weekend.
That's what my holidays feel like. I just need to survive.
Yeah, objective, survive. And outside of that, you once the tenants are finished with their wonderful weekends, you have to clean up their fucking messes and go after them if they've stolen stuff and put stuff back as requested. For the next person who wishes to waste their time and money living in a bus.
That's perfect. That was a perfect about summary. Right,
yeah.
OMG BNB.
Sound like you really enjoy those fancy buildings, fancy places to stay, Tom.
So, I mean, some of them are happily. I'll stay in a missile silo. Not for the price they're suggesting, but some of the other ones. Oh, do you want to stay in a phone box? No. No, I fucking don't.
Vertically.
Although I can imagine, I can imagine like someone just tipping over a phone box, putting a bed in it and calling it a holiday home.
The homeless man.
And I almost want to see, like, Alex seems happy to stay in a mini. I almost want to see what the limit is. Tipped over a phone box with a bed in it.
Yeah.
It's in the forest.
Maybe.
There's a bed, there's a bath hipster outside.
I mean, at that point, you would sleep in a tent.
No, I don't know. That's not very OMG. It's too passe.
Just a coffin. Tent.
Too bland.
A coffin with two windows on the sides.
It's not expensive enough.
You wouldn't stay in a coffin. Or you would stay in a coffin.
I'd stay in a coffin. That's quite unique, isn't it? And wanky.
All right, you stay in a coffin.
I'd do that.
A tree house made entirely of glass.
I was looking at that one, actually.
I didn't think that was one. Fucking hell.
How does that work? What happens if you need to have a shit in the night? You just look down. Someone's just staring at the soles of your feet as they're squashed against the glass as a child holding a balloon, and they look up when they let go of it as they see. Fuck. Because you're on a glass toilet.
It's like the gorilla enclosure of Bristol Zoo.
Well, it should be one-way glass, so you can see out, they can't see in. That would be kind of cool.
Oh, nice. Now. So I can take a shit knowing that I'm watching everyone else, but they can't see me.
As you call your partner in, say, look, it looks like I'm shitting on this child who's underneath our house.
As they are
blissfully unaware.
Oh dear.
Okay.
The dream.
But I really like the idea of just having some kind of management mechanic that brings together these levels in a way that's other than just like narrative. Because narrative is nice, but like sometimes you want something a bit more to chew on, you know? I also really like the auction idea. That gives people like a little bit of an opportunity to make your own path with stuff.
Yeah, and you can buy and sell, right? So
yeah. And like Chris, what you were saying as well about how like, okay, I want to get this into the, like there are thresholds for different tabs. So it's like, if I want to get it into the cozy tab or the OMG tab, you know, I have to make sure I'm hitting those markers.
But also having them like have counters to that. So you can't have something that's modern yet old, right? So it has to put more modern things in, the older one would go down.
So you're like,
How do you manage those things?
How have we not mentioned House Flipper yet?
Oh yeah, I guess
it's because not House because Flipper can't shove a Mini Cooper.
No, I mean it's kind of a House Flipper, but you're buying ludicrous items or locations or whatever to try and turn holiday home into.
Yeah.
But I'm just middle surprised class house we've got this far.
I think I was too busy thinking about The Sims.
Yeah.
None of us play games anymore.
No, we don't.
Look,
hey, what are you playing?
I know.
House Flipper.
I'm playing Final Fantasy VIII. Just came out.
Wow, that's on cool.
4 discs.
I haven't played it yet. I haven't got a PS2 yet.
No.
One? PS1. PS2 hasn't been announced yet. Can't wait.
Well, I hope that doesn't date us. Oh, dear.
Also,
what
I'm
I love
six.
About that is that... What I love about that is that that only relates to the introduction that we recorded before this episode, which isn't even going before this episode.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be like multiple. Confusing.
If you've made it to this point, congrats.
That's the secret.
It's all come full circle.
The podcast itself is a game level where you try and figure out when we recorded these.
What the fuck we're talking about.
The final episode of Pitch Please is we turn around and say, listen back to every episode. There's a secret message hidden inside if you put them in chronological order.
The first word of every episode.
I think the first word of most episode is you going,
if you put them all together, then it's a song.
Welcome.
It's a sick beat.
All right, now we're full circle. Thank you everyone for listening to this episode of Pitch Please. If you think that was a shit idea and you think you can make it better, let us know. where can they let us know, Tom?
They can let us know on Twitter at Pitch Please Pod, which is Pitch Please Pod without any of the vowels. You can let us know on that's pretty much it.
That's not on Airbnb. Rent our houses.
Email.
You can also email us.
I think that's the one. I keep forgetting every time.
It's at yogscast.com.
Is it yogscast? Okay.
Yeah.
Pitch Please.
So it should be both.
Pitch Please at yogs. And also, you can.
It's Pitch Please Pod at yogscast.com.
That's it. That's the one.
That's how you can get hold of us.
Or you send us your voice pictures again. Those are great.
Yeah. We want to hear.
Please, I love those.
We want to hear your voices. And also any insane effects you've added to them as well. Do you remember that one we had where it was just a soundscape?
The production value is crazy.
Oh my God. That was the greatest episode we've ever had.
Send us a movie. Send us a fully edited 1.5 hour movie.
So we can just play it and then we don't even have to say anything. We don't even have to record.
We don't have time to actually respond to this pitch. I want an hour long pitch.
All right, that's going to be next episode.
We play the entire thing.
Someone can come up with
this. And then we get to the end, it's like, it's shit. Thanks for listening to Pitch Please.
Wow.
I'm out. All right. Thanks for listening. We will see you next time. Please let us know what you think. We'll be back very soon. Goodbye, everyone.
Bye. Goodbye. Bye now.
Goodbye.
Bye. See ya. Goodbye. See ya later then.
Toodles.
All right. Fuck off then.
Welcome.
Thomas, the idea is engine. Fuck off then.